One night, I had a backstage pass.
Hold on to your butts.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Welcome to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. I'm your host, Sean DeRager. This is the show, of course, that helps you discover six new bands and artists on a weekly basis. You can follow the show on Twitter at Geek Couch, find us on iTunes and Stitcher, and you can find past shows, news, reviews, or drop me an email over at thegeekcouch.com. Today we're debuting another brand new Daniel G. Harmon song, so stick around for that. But first, Zach Eisenstein has been fronting the pop-punk outfit Man Overboard since 2008. He has just released his first solo project, Farpoint, which is available digitally right now. Here is the song, Are We Gonna Make It? Farpoint with the song Are We Gonna Make It. Head over to defendpoppunk.com to check out more of the album and grab yourself a copy. Lila Foy began writing songs under the moniker Wall back in 2012, but since then she has dropped that name and just released a fantastic full-length album with Sub Pop Records. Here she is with the song Feather Tongue.
Thank you.
That was Lila Foy with the song Feather Tongue. You can see a video for that song over on her webpage, lilafoy.com. Her album, Mirrors in the Sky, is out right now on Sub Pop Records. 2 years ago, the Deer Hunters' Casey Crescenzo partnered with Equal Vision Records to create the imprint label Cave and Canary Goods. I haven't been able to find too much web presence for this label, but I'm told they exist and will release Naive Thieves' new album, Vominos, on April 29th. Here's the first single off that album, Anxiety. California indie jazz outfit Naive Thieves with the song Anxiety. Their album Vominos is set to release on Cave and Canary Goods on April 29th. Boston's Off and On, the project of Transit's Tim Landers and his friends Rocio Del Marvales, Ryan Alfonso, and Justine DeFeo, has just released a new EP titled Good Talk Volume 1, which is now available to stream for free on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. This is the song, Madison. We'll be right back. with the song Madison that was off and on. You can get their EP Good Talk Volume 1 for free right now on their Bandcamp page. I've meaning to ask this to everyone who's listening. What do you guys prefer? Do you like SoundCloud or Bandcamp? I personally am a fan of Bandcamp because SoundCloud just looks a little bit too messy for my taste. But I would love to know what you guys think. So drop me a line. Go to thegeekcouch.com and click on the contact button and let me know what you like, SoundCloud or Bandcamp. I don't know. All right. Kansas City pop-punk group Get Busy Living released their new EP, All Good Memories Fade, earlier this year, and the band has been hitting the road hard in support of that EP. Here are the guys with the song Unfamiliar. Get Busy Living with the song Unfamiliar. The song takes its name from a book written by lead singer and guitarist Chase Peterson's fiance, author Kamal Kant. Her new book, Unfamiliar, which is co-authored with Erica Cope, is available right now. Well, now we've come to our official debut of yet another Daniel G. Harmon song. His first of three Fastback Sessions episodes is available right now over at facebook.com/thefastbacksessions. Here he is with the live version of the song Doors Lock from the Inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's far from gone. Twister breaking back from bone. And I won't breathe a word. I'll lie and push and tuck and hide till it's dead and gone. Stone, a thousand stone. I know I'll die alone. I won't ever. Safety net, I know they know. I'm doing my best to throw the fire. The last one to leave will switch off the light.
That was Daniel G. Harmon with the song Doors Lock from the Inside. You'll be able to see that performance tomorrow, Thursday of this week, over at facebook.com/thefastbacksessions. Make sure you like that page so you can check out the new Fastback Sessions every month. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Thanks for checking us out. Remember to leave us a review over at iTunes. That'll mean a ton. The rest of this week's going to be a light week. I got a lot going on. So look for a new show next Tuesday for six new bands. Well, five new bands and one more Daniel G. Harmon song. And then hopefully I'm hoping to be back on track with some reviews and possibly a new retro edition. And then I'm gearing up for a new Fireside Lounge episode. So stay tuned for all that. Head over to thegeekcouch.com to stay in touch with everything that I'm doing here. And of course, follow on Twitter @GeekCouch. Otherwise, I'll talk to all of you next week. Bye-bye.